You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor, and this is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are diving into the next category of play themes, which is exciting. We have been in the acting, power, and aggressive themes. So now we're moving into family and nurturing themes, which is a very important group of themes that we see emerge very consistently observed. So what we're going to talk about today is constancy play. Another way to say that is permanence. So if you think about the concept of object permanence in infancy, where at some point developmentally, the infant realizes that if you show them a ball and then you put a blanket over it, they still know that the ball is there because of object permanence. So similarly, it can be called constancy theme or permanence theme. But what this looks like is when the child is using games such as hide and seek or peekaboo, or where they hide objects around the room, they keep them in a spot, leave, and then come back the next week and see if it's still in the same spot. They have you find things that they hide. All of that type of play is the constancy and permanence theme. And they will often sometimes take pictures of objects, toys, miniatures, you, themselves, with pretend cameras in the room. That would also be categorized in the same way. Any kind of catch me game where they say you have to play tag, chase them, catch them, something like that. That's also part of the constancy and permanence theme. Anytime they use pretend phones and call someone or you, that is also part of the constancy and permanence. So you will see this type of play very consistently. I think I would say constancy and permanence play is probably one of the highest of the family and nurturing themes that you will see on a regular basis. And once we understand what that looks like, so, you know, for example, in my playroom, kids will bury things in the sand. They will tell me that I have to find items in the sand. They will hide things around the room and we take turns finding them. They will take some of my gems or rocks or small objects and, you know, make me close my eyes and then they put them around the room and I have to try to find them. It's some kind of game where, of course, I never find them all, so they win. But that sense of constancy and permanence, that's really powerful for kids. And so let's talk about the potential meanings, because once we know what it looks like, we also want to understand why the child might be playing that theme out. So if the child is struggling with trust, that is a very consistent reason why you would see constancy and permanence play. They're essentially testing the trustworthiness of the room and you and the relationship. So they already have issues with trust in the first place, and so therefore they have to establish a sense of trust in the playroom environment. So that would be one reason. Another reason is they have a really difficult time maintaining a healthy image of adults in their life. And we see this almost all the time in kids that go back and forth between two houses. So children who have dealt with a separation, a divorce, they go back and forth. They're not consistently with caregivers. You will see constancy and permanence play almost always, because they're essentially trying to build an image and remind themselves that even though I don't see it, I know that it's there, right? So even when I'm not with mom, I know that she's there and she's waiting for me and she loves me. Even when I'm not with dad, I can still love him. And even if he doesn't call, he still loves me, right? So there's all of these things that are swirling around subconsciously about trusting people in the child's life, as well as having an image of what that person and relationship looks like. And so when there isn't constancy in a child's life and there's separation and then subsequent reunion, it makes it very difficult for them to know what they can count on, what is permanent, what is constant. So constancy and permanence play comes out. That makes sense. And another option, which is, I think, in my opinion, a little bit less often the reason, but sometimes they're really trying to test themselves. And so they're putting themselves in a scenario where, you know, I'm going to hide something or you're going to hide something and I have to find it. And it's a test of self-trust. But it's usually more often relationally driven than it is about self, because you can see the connection to, I go back and forth between two houses. My parents no longer love each other. They no longer live together. Do they love me equally? Am I at some point not going to be able to live with either one of them? There's so many unknowns in a tenuous kind of relationship like that. Even when the child knows, on Mondays and Tuesdays I'm with mom, and on Wednesdays and Thursdays I'm with dad, and then every other weekend I go back and forth. Even when the schedule is consistent, there is still relational separation, and therefore reunion comes later. And it's just hard for kids to navigate that because they don't have abstract reasoning. So opposite things cannot coexist in a child's mind. So I can't love mom and dad when they don't love each other anymore. I can't love mom when I'm at dad's house. I can't love dad when I'm at mom's house. I don't know what my role is within the family anymore. There's all of this stuff that swirls around. And constancy and permanence actually helps them prove, you know what, even when I can't see it, I know that it's there. Even when there's no evidence of it, I believe it. I can trust it. So it's a very, very deep and powerful play. And it's actually one of my favorites because every time I see a child say, let's play hide and seek, or they start burying things in the sand, or they start hiding things in cubbies, or they put something in the chest, for example, the treasure chest, and they say, nobody better touch this. This better be here when I get here next week. And if anyone finds this, I'm going to be so mad. And then, of course, what are they first thing they do when they walk through the door? They go straight for the treasure chest and see if it's still there. That's such powerful, deep work that's taking place, because permanence and constancy really does help a child adjust so that they can trust and know what they believe and know that they can handle whatever situation they face, because things can coexist even when they're seemingly opposite. So that is constancy and permanence play theme from the family and nurturing category. So I hope that's helpful. We'll continue to dive into family and nurturing themes as we go. I'm actually scrolling so I can tell you. We have, quite a few, 10 family and nurturing themes. So we're going to be in this section for a while, but I think it's going to be really helpful when we meet with parents, when we have our consultations, to be able to articulate what the theme is, why it matters, what the child's getting from it, etc. So we will dive into separation play next time, and we'll still be in that family and nurturing theme. As always, thanks so much for your time with me each week. Thank you for the emails that you send. Thank you for the encouragement. I'm so grateful. If you'd like to reach out to me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I love to hear from you. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.